WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving, and also Wet Nose Wednesday. Later on this hour, we will speak with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy, our Wet Nose Wednesday correspondent. She has the wonderful story of a dog available at the Fairhaven Animal Shelter for adoption, Cookie. And we're going to talk with her later on about what makes Cookie so special. But if you're looking for a dog that is already responding to training, Cookie might be the dog for you. So we'll talk more about that coming up after the 8:30 news. So Mary called last hour. She mentioned homeless people with generators in the woods. And Working Fool says homeless doesn't mean jobless. There are homeless people that work. And that's entirely, that's entirely true. Also, they could have been people that had a home and had a generator in that home and then had to leave their home for whatever reason and took the generator with them. Plus, there are people who just choose to live that way as opposed to paying exorbitant rents. We also got an app chat message from our friend Firefighter Anthony, who says, "Good morning, Mr. Weisberg and fellow listeners. Just a reminder about cooking safety. Whenever we have a stovetop fire, make sure we put a lid on it and turn off the flame or turn off the electricity. If we have a fire in the oven, leave it in there. Just turn it off. At any time, feel free to call your local fire department to reassure that you are safe. Turkeys need to be thawed before deep frying them in the fryers that are to be kept outside. They are not meant for inside use and never use them on balconies." He says he would like to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving. That's from our friend Firefighter Anthony. And absolutely true. All of that for sure. Make sure that you kind of want to have your turkey out already to thaw if you haven't already. But if you're hearing me and you haven't done it yet, pull it out. The turkey, take it out and get it thawing. And what you can do is you can run a little cold water over it to help speed along the thawing process. Do not use hot water. That's how you end up growing bacteria. But if you run around some cold water over it, that will help it thaw a little bit. You can also soak it in a pot of cold water. While it's still wrapped up in the plastic and everything, you can soak it in a big pot of cold water, and that will help thaw it out a little bit too. Tricks I learned in the restaurant business. So we were... one other thing I want to point out about this fire safety too is that the turkey fryer, a lot of people think because they put them on the balcony, it is outside, it is safe. And as Firefighter Anthony points out, that's a bad idea, especially if you have a fire on the balcony. It's like having a fire in the house. So thank you to him for those tips, and we will see him when he escorts Santa to town on December 13th. Santa Claus is going to be here in studio, live and in studio, on Saturday, December 13th from 4 to 6. He'll be taking phone calls from all the kids. So you'll be able to call in live and speak with Santa Claus and let him know what you want for Christmas. So hopefully every kid out there will be ready on Saturday, December 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. to call into Santa Claus. And we'll keep reminding you about that as we get closer. As I mentioned earlier this morning, too, starting next week, starting on Monday, it is, instead of doing our usual mini miracle that we've done for the last few years, where we have one family that we feature here on WBSM that needs help, this year, there are so many families that need help that we want to put an extra push on the families. If you're not familiar with what Fund 107 does, the same time of year, they also work with United Way of Greater New Bedford for what they call Holiday Wish Week, where they focus on a different family every day. So five total families. And so what we're going to do this year is we're going to join them in that effort. So all next week, we're going to feature a different family every day that you can help donate to and help their holiday wishes come true. So that'll be starting Monday morning. You'll hear all about those families. We'll also have articles about them at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And this way here, we're going to pool together the audience of Fund 107 and WBSM to see if we can really, really make it a special holiday for these five families. Let's take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, good morning. That's so funny because I was just calling in to ask you about that. So I'm glad you brought it back up. So when I call in for the donation, am I calling into 107 or are you going to be taking the
donation? We're going to give you, this is going to work out easier for us because in the past, we don't really have a way for somebody to answer the WBSM phone kind of off the air now. So we're going to direct all of the calls to Fund 107 because then that way there, they can take them, you know, while they're playing songs and things like that.
I'm very excited about it this year because, you know, there's a particular family that just kind of fell into my lap. And I'm so hopeful that they get picked. They did an interview, but I don't know. Nobody knows. And I told them, don't be disappointed if they're not, because United Way is obviously still going to help them in any other kind of way that they can. So I'm really excited, Tim, this year. But every year I am for this. This is the most to me, the most favorite thing for me to donate to. So I'm really happy. And I also wanted to say, I am going to the butcher shop today to go get my turkey legs and thighs. And they're really not that expensive. So Mary, you should walk in there and just look at their prices. You'll be surprised. Also getting fresh cut meat too, the way you want it.
Right. I mean, and the quality compared to what you're getting in the supermarket. And certainly, listen, the Market Basket is fine when it comes to meats and things like that. But it doesn't compare to the quality of the butcher shop.
No, it doesn't. And you know, so many people throw out, they have leftovers. So I think it's great that you can get what you want, how you want it done. And you're not throwing out leftovers because Americans are the worst for throwing out leftovers.
And the butcher shop's going to be selling individual turkey dinners, too, tomorrow morning. So you can stop it today and tomorrow. So you can stop in and get one. I believe Eric said they were $16.99. So you can get your own turkey dinner so you don't even have to worry about cooking anything.
Yeah. Today, that's the mission. Go get the meat. And I'm going to keep it in broth so it will stay nice and moist for tomorrow. Or we're going to eat it today. We haven't decided yet. And then I got to go shopping and get the sides. But yeah, Mary, you should just go in there for the heck of it. You'd be surprised what you can afford to get.
What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner?
Cranberry sauce. I love turkey sandwiches. I love the next day. I just want cranberry sauce, mayonnaise, stuffing, and the turkey. That's my favorite thing.
There you go. Keeping it simple. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Is it Miracle Whip? Salad dressing, or are we putting regular mayonnaise on the salad?
No, regular mayonnaise. Never Miracle Whip. Always mayonnaise. and not any mayonnaise. Hellman's.
Yes, Hellman's is one of my favorites. But Miracle Whip, salad dressing, mayonnaise for my sandwiches. But that's my favorite thing is the day after. Picking the bones, making a good yummy sandwich.
You know why they call it Miracle Whip?
No way.
Because it's a miracle I don't throw up whenever I think about how it tastes.
Oh, you're too funny. That's a good one. Jeez. I know you can't stand certain things, but I didn't know you hated it that bad.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely can't. To me, it tastes like mayonnaise gone bad.
So wait a minute. What's your favorite side? Did you say already?
I think I like the stuffing the best, but I also love butternut squash. And I love the yams.
Yep, that's it. The squash, the yams.
But I just want the straightforward yams. I don't need the marshmallows and all that extra stuff.
No,
just give me the straightforward yams.
I don't like that. And I don't like those fried onion stuff on green beans. I don't even know how those two things got incorporated, but they did.
Yeah.
But I just want to wish everybody a very, very wonderful Thanksgiving. Be safe if you're on the road. Be aware of other drivers. And just enjoy. Get your bellies full, but not too full.
Nah, it's the one day you can be too full.
You're going to a sleep coma and miss the football.
Nah, that's all right. I'd rather have the nap.
Are you going to go by your family?
We all gather at my sister's house. So
nice.
We'll all be together.
Nice. Okay. Well,
for as long as we can stand each other, we'll all be together.
Hey, it's only once a year, right? Can't be that bad.
Wow, we get together every once in a while, so, you know.
Yeah, birthdays. I noticed you do that. But all right, I'll let you go. I just wanted to give everybody my best.
All right, and to you as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye now.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. I did ask that question earlier, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal? I think everybody kind of has their different things that they like, the different things that they have to have as part of their tradition. What's something that you have on your Thanksgiving table that other people might think is weird? I know that a lot of families will have some sort of pasta dish. They'll have like a big ziti or a lasagna or something as part of their Thanksgiving. I think that's weird. But then again, when my dad makes a Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner at his house, he always makes a kugel, which is a Jewish noodle pudding. It's like a noodle casserole, but on the sweeter side. And he'll make one of those. He'll probably make one tomorrow, even though we're going to my sister's house. He'll bring it with him. And I love that. I love having the kugel. Let's take one more call here before we got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
I have to chime in on Miracle Whip myself. I have a funny story for you. Growing up, my mother loved Miracle Whip, and that's what we had in the house, and that's what we eat. Well, I hated it. I never complained because when she made tuna fish, Miracle Whip in it, that's all you had, so I ate it. So years later, decades later, I was already grown adult. She says, I'm making tuna fish sandwiches with Miracle Whip. Are you going to have one? I says, no, absolutely not. She goes, because I hate Miracle Whip. Oh, that she goes, never complained. I said, because that's all we have. I said, I can't stand Miracle Whip. I said, it's the grossest thing ever. I said, you can keep that jar and throw it in the river. As far as I'm concerned, I love Hellman's. That's my favorite. And that's what her mother would always use, is Hellman's mayonnaise. And so when I go over her house, I would love her tuna fish sandwiches. And she put a little bit of raw onion in it, which my mother never did, and I really liked that. But on the other hand, I love the McCumber turnips. Those are my favorite, with a little bit of sugar, butter, salt, and pepper. And I love the butternut squash with the salt and pepper and butter. And I'm with you. The sweet potato, it has to be straight. Butter, salt, and pepper. I grew up with it like that. No sweetness in there. Don't like any of that stuff.
Sounds good to me. All right. Well, sorry.
I just wanted to say that the Miracle Whip, I'm with you all the way. I think it's the nastiest stuff ever.
Yep, I even, my stomach turns just looking at it on the grocery store shelf.
Yep, me too.
All right, well, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you and your family as well, thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, I got to get this break in. When we come back, we'll get the news. And then after the news, we will talk some Wet Nose Wednesday with Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. And she'll talk about Cookie, the dog that's up for adoption in Fairhaven, which you can read about at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and some other things as well. But right now, let me go to this break. We will be right back.
The following is a paid advertisement from the New Bedford Police Union, who is asking for your support while they negotiate for a fair contract for better education and training programs for their officers, new police equipment and technology, and for safe police staffing levels. They can't do this alone, so please support public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep this great city safe. For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or website, newbedfordpoliceunion.org.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
You're thinking to yourself, who is that? Who sang that song? I can't think of it. Who sang that song? I'll give you just a one word hint.
Whoa.
That was Joey Lawrence, Nothing My Love Can Fix. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, we're going to go into the news now with Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, it is Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll be talking with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy about this week's Wet Nose Wednesday article and more. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike in the newsroom.
New York City Mayor-elect Mamdani raising $2 million for the transition of power, a North Carolina man accused of setting a woman on fire, and the president has made his Thanksgiving turkey pardon.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Home prices are rising slower than the rate of inflation for the fourth straight month. The latest S&P Case-Shiller National Home Price Index posted a 1.3% annual gain for September, which is down slightly from the previous month. September's CPI came in at 1.7% above housing. All 20 metro areas recorded monthly declines as high mortgage rates keep many home buyers on the sidelines. Chicago, New York, and Boston enjoyed the largest annual gains. Tampa posted the sharpest drop in home prices. New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani says he's already raised $2 million for a people-powered transition.
Mamdani says more than 25,000 donors have contributed an average of $75 each over the last 20 days to ensure that he'll be ready to deliver on day one. In contrast, he says, the average donation for the Adams transition was more than $1,000 and close to $2,400 for de Blasio. Mamdani says the money raised is reflective of the city and its support for his affordability agenda. He also notes that more than 70,000 people, averaging 28 years old, have applied for jobs in his administration. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Thanksgiving travel rush is in high gear. The TSA expects to screen over 18 million flyers between now and Tuesday as the busiest travel holiday week, with 52,000 flights scheduled nationwide. Officials say air traffic control staffing is back to pre-government shutdown levels and flights are largely on schedule. And if you are flying, there are rules to what foods you can bring on your airplane.
The TSA says most Thanksgiving dinner items can pass through checkpoints. They say pack meat, cooked or raw, in your carry-on, as well as pies, brownies, stuffing, and casseroles. They say the only issue really comes with liquid or semi-solid items like gravy or sauce. Those need to be completely frozen at the checkpoint, or they'll make you throw them out. And know that nibbling on a cooked turkey on the plane is kind of frowned upon. I'm Bree Tennis.
A North Carolina man is accused of dousing a woman with rubbing alcohol and setting her on fire over a beer. According to reports, the victim allegedly told officers that 56-year-old Patrick Tyson said that he would set her on fire if she didn't get him a beer. Authorities say the fire caused damage to the carpet and the couch, but police noted that only the victim's shirt was burned during the incident, not her body. Tyson was arrested and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday. A pair of turkeys were pardoned by the president yesterday at the White House. The turkeys named Gobble and Waddle got their paperwork signed by the Trump administration yesterday in the Rose Garden.
In a few moments, I will grant a full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys. And this is their lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
Trump took a shot at former President Biden, saying that the turkey pardons last year were determined to be invalid because they were signed by an auto pen. Trump joked that he signed the new pardons for the 2024 birds, saving them from slaughter. Trump went on to wish every American a happy Thanksgiving. First Lady Melania Trump also took part in the tradition. There's a recall for some cheese products.
The FDA says Boar's Head is recalling some cheese products that may have traces of listeria, the contamination being listed as class one, which means you could get seriously sick. Boar's Head grated Pecorino Romano with sell-by dates now into early March, and also FS grated Romano cheese. The FDA says that cheese was also used for the Everroast grab-and-go salads and wraps distributed to Kroger locations in Kentucky and Indiana. I'm Jack Crumley.
Elton John says he's hopeful science will one day help him get back his full vision. In an interview with Variety, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer said he's lost vision in his right eye and his left eye is not doing so well after getting an eye infection last year. He said there's hope and he has to adjust and be patient. John said that he is still able to perform and he gets messages of support from fellow music icons like Paul McCartney, Pete Townsend, and Mick Jagger. It was announced on Tuesday that Elton John will headline Brazil's Rock in Rio Music Festival next September.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics host the Pistons this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Bruins are in New York with the Islanders at 7.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Mostly cloudy, very mild and humid for today with occasional showers, some areas of fog as well. High temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Cloudy this evening with scattered showers and gradual clearing late. Low temp down to 38. Mostly sunny, breezy, much cooler on Thanksgiving Thursday. A high of 47. Partly sunny, windy, much colder Friday with a high only near 40. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
It is Wet Nose Wednesday, and it's time for our weekly Wet Nose Wednesday chat with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy in Acushnet. She is going to join us to talk about her latest article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, as well as some other things as well. Good morning, Melissa. How are you today?
Hello. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I was already, you know, I've got the story up on my phone, and I mean, up on my computer here, looking at this picture of Cookie and the biggest smile on her face. I don't think I've ever seen a happier dog in you know, some of these photos.
She is absolutely beautiful. She is so sweet. I think as soon as I met her, I had texted you a picture of her, and I'm like, I am obsessed with this dog. She is just too cute.
And the thing about, so she's at the Fairhaven Animal Shelter, and the thing about these shelter dogs is people have this like misconception of how dogs are in the shelter. But they're so, especially the ones that we work with around here, they're so well taken care of and they're so loved when they're in the shelter environment that it's not surprising to see the big smile on their face.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about Cookie. She's been at the Fairhaven Animal Shelter for a few months now, and all of the volunteers absolutely adore her. Karen Furtado is the volunteer who's working on training her. So she's the one who introduced me to Cookie. So I'm really excited for Cookie, and hopefully she finds her forever home soon. So anyone that's interested in her, maybe you see the article or you hear us talking about her today, definitely reach out to the shelter and they will give you all of the background information on her.
And when you're looking at dogs like this, you know, I think a lot of times people are concerned about how well the dog behaves. I mean, obviously that's the first thing you should be checking into if you're bringing a dog home to a family. Does this get along with kids, other dogs, cats? But really it's hard to really know until you get that dog into your own home environment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the shelter volunteers, they don't want to see dogs return. They want dogs to find their forever homes. When they get adopted, that's the goal, because it's obviously stressful for the dog if they get adopted and then get returned. So they're going to do their best to get all of the information about the dogs, all of the information about the family, and try to make those matches. But of course, it takes a lot of patience too on the family's end. So you can't really expect the dog to just come home and just know what they're doing and know how to fit into your routine. So it does take a lot of patience and understanding.
And that's where training can come in and can help.
Yeah, definitely. And training is really a lifelong journey. I mean, behavior changes throughout a dog's life. So training can just be something you do with your dog just as a part of the regular routine. Even if you don't want to do, like, you're not very dedicated to training all kinds of tricks and skills, it should still be a part of your dog's routine. Even just little training walks for that communication with your dog, it definitely helps.
And also, you know, training the new dog owner as well, because they have to know what to expect. I think a lot of times, you know, people think, well, I had a dog when I was a kid, so I know how to have a dog. But that could be completely different, because your life as a kid when you were dedicated to that dog 24/7 is different than your life now when you're busy doing other things and the dog is just a part of that life.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, every dog is different. So there's that. And also the way dogs live is even different now than years ago. I mean, you probably remember, like, dogs had a lot different lives. Modern dog life is more, we're taking them everywhere. They're on leash more. So training is really important to help dogs and help people.
Yeah, I never understood when I was younger. I had friends that had dogs that the dogs never came in the house. You know, the dogs lived outside and they'd have like a pen in the back. I'm like, well, why do you even have a dog? If that's the case, the dog's supposed to be sitting in your lap when you're watching TV, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. They're part of the family.
I mean, I was not a fan of having the dog in the bed, but that's only because, you know, the dog took up most of the bed.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on the size dog you have, right?
I mean, it's everybody's own personal choice, you know? So
what about the sofa? Did you let your dog on the sofa or your cat?
That was never a problem when we had Ruby, because her legs were too short. She couldn't jump up on anything. So like she didn't,
that makes sense.
She didn't jump up on the furniture, but I think I would probably, you know, I would have like the worst couch in the world and tell the dog, yeah, you can come up on the couch.
So my dogs watch TV. I don't know if anybody else's dogs do that, but my dogs really enjoy just watching TV. A lot of poodle owners say that, oddly enough. So they will sit on the couch and it looks like they're watching TV. And I really, truly believe that they are. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I noticed the cat's been watching things more and more, you know, just kind of paying attention to what's on the screen. And then kind of walks up to it if something catches his eye. So
they really like that visual information.
So when you're bringing home this new dog, so if somebody does go out and adopts Cookie or another rescue dog, you know, what should be some of the first things they're trying to do for training that dog?
Well, one of the first things you want to do is management. So you want to prevent mistakes. You want to make sure that you're not leaving food on the counters that your dog can steal. Make sure your trash is really well covered or locked up. Things that dogs commonly do. Check your doors. Make sure that your dog can't escape through the door because they might be very anxious when they first come home and they don't know that they're there to stay. So they might be looking for an escape route in the beginning. I think it's really important for adopters to understand, too, that if you feel like you're not bonding with your dog right away, it takes time. So, again, just I know I said it, but just being really patient with them. Leash management. So if you take your dog out on a leash, making sure that they're super secure because, again, they don't know they're there to stay, so they can slip collars and slip out of harnesses. So making sure that the equipment you use is very secure. I know this is a lot of information I could go on, but these are the main things. So management, patience, I would say, is the most important stuff to start with.
And then if people want to take their dog and bring them to MJ's Pet Training Academy in Acushnet, you don't just start every dog at the same place, right? You kind of look and see like where they need to go with some of their training.
Yeah, definitely. So some dogs might already have some training and we're going to put them in a class that matches their needs. So during either an evaluation or an initial lesson, we're getting to know the dog, but we're also getting to know the needs of the family because everybody's goals are different. So it can be really helpful to understand the goals for the family as well as the dog. And then we try to figure out what's going to be fun for them. So sometimes getting a dog into like a trichovation class or scent work just to give them some enrichment can make a huge difference because it's exercise and it's mental stimulation as well. And it helps with that bonding. So it really helps that bonding process and communication between the dog and the owner as well.
And with a dog like Cookie, you're getting a dog that already has some training because they're working with her at the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. But now you've got to get the new owner up to speed with what Cookie knows and what Cookie can do already.
Yes, definitely. So they're working hard with Cookie to teach her some skills and to help set her up for success. But of course, the adopter will be responsible for continuing that training and for learning about Cookie and how to best support her and provide her with the best home.
And Wet Nose Wednesday here is brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. And I know that you're working with First Citizens so that if somebody does adopt Cookie, they can come and see you and talk to you about that first training session.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely going to help whoever adopts Cookie. We will make sure you are set up with some training lessons and we'll get you set up for success with her.
And that's the key is, you know, you've got to realize this isn't just, you know, getting the dog and the dog is going to do exactly what you want to do and be exactly what you want them to be. You know, you've got to put in that effort as well. And I think, you know, if you get a dog that already has, you know, some tendencies toward accepting that training, it just makes it all the more easier. But even the hard dogs, you know, I've heard the stories from you. You've trained some of the hardest to train dogs around and you can get any of them to start listening.
Well, you know, it's really about the people involved. So if the family is dedicated to doing the work and supporting their dog, then a lot can be accomplished.
Well, and I noticed you already got Cookie on the skateboard. You can see that photo in the story at WBSM.com and on the app. You got her on the board already.
Yeah, her first meeting up on the skateboard. I'm so proud.
So it's only a matter of time before we see her down at the skate park where she's, you know, riding the rails and shredding and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's the Tony Hawk of dogs.
And Fairhaven, they also, whether you're interested in Cookie or another pet, Fairhaven Animal Shelter has dogs, cats. They have small animals sometimes. So I believe they have some rabbits right now. But definitely check out their Facebook page and contact them if you have any questions or you're interested in adopting. And they will walk you through the process.
And if people want to reach out to you to find out about training, about grooming, about any of those things, how can they do that?
So you can reach me at MJ's Pet Training Academy. It's 855-465-7782. We're right here in Acushnet. Stop by and say hi or visit the website, mjspettrainingacademy.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you next week for Wet Nose Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your pets.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. That is Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. That is our Wet Nose Wednesday segment. And again, you can read that article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It is a fantastic story about a very special dog. I think you'll enjoy it. All right. I got to get a break in here. Before I do that, though, not only might you be looking to have a new addition to your family, you might be thinking it's time to redo your kitchen. especially after spending the next couple of days in it getting ready for Thanksgiving. And if you are thinking you want to have an updated, upgraded kitchen, well, right now, Precision Window and Kitchen has all new styles of cabinetry to choose from. New colors, new styles, and they also have a variety of countertop options and different hardware. So you can remake the entire look of the kitchen. Put in new cabinets, change the look of the cabinets you already have. Even just a new countertop could spruce things up. Get rid of that old Formica and put something else in there that's going to look really great. And then, of course, they also will replace doors and windows as the draft starts coming in. So if you want to find out more, you can give them a call, 508-990-3576. Or the easiest way, just go to their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. We will be right back. Stick around.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at CarefreeHomesCompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
All right, and we have a special guest joining us on the line right now. New Bedford City Councilor at Large, Ian Abreu, is joining us. If I can bring him up there. There we go. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. How are you? Thanks for letting me come on for a few minutes.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, it is one of the best times of year. It's time for food and football.
It is. Again, from my family to yours and to, of course, all of your listeners, not just New Bedford residents, but everybody who listens to your program and to the station in general. I just wanted to wish everyone a very happy, merry, and festive Thanksgiving with your families. And you're absolutely right. It's a great way and to sit back, indulge, and eat and be merry and watch some football. And I certainly enjoy it for sure.
What is your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Well, obviously it's the eating, right? The food. But it's just getting together with family and friends and maybe having a drink, just hanging around and chatting about what's going on. And hopefully, we don't talk politics. That's not what I'm looking to do at Thanksgiving. I live it enough in my life. So I'd like to just talk about, you know, just things in general about how people's lives are going and what's new and what's happening. And, you know, my wife's not as into the football part of it as I am, but I think football is part of the American tradition for Thanksgiving, and I enjoy it. So I at least have the games on in the background. And the good news is the Patriots aren't playing, so I really don't care who wins or loses. So I can have it in the background, I can check into it, and I'll be very happy with that setup.
Are you a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade guy? Do you watch the parade in the morning?
No, I don't. Actually, I do some volunteer work in the morning helping out at Mercy Meals and More in the community. So I don't get to watch it, so I'm doing that. But my children watch it, and I did watch it when I was younger. So I do that around 11 o'clock, and then by the time that wraps up, we'll start making our way to our families. I say families because we go to my mother-in-law's side, my mother's side, and we bop around. So we just pack up the kids and go around. So, but it should be a great day, I hope, God willing. And I hope everyone has a great day as well and eat plenty of turkey and get on those sides, the stuffing and all the good stuff, all the accoutrement that you come to expect with a Thanksgiving meal. I hope everyone enjoys their day. I really do. And have a nice long weekend. And then after that, you blink and, you know, Christmas is here, Hanukkah's here, the New Year's here. I can't believe this year's already almost over. It's crazy.
Yeah, in a way, it seems like it's been the longest year ever, but then it also seems like it went by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it goes by quickly, especially when, you know, you're part of an ice cream business, right? Because the summer goes by so quick because you're there and you're working it and you're helping out and doing all that stuff. And the days just go right by if you're working through the summer. And that certainly seemed to have happened. But, you know, I just hope that everyone has a great weekend and eat plenty of food. And if you do drink, especially tonight, I know tonight's a big night to go out and maybe indulge a little bit in a couple of spirits, especially downtown. Please do so responsibly. I don't want to hear about you on social media tomorrow morning about an accident or something tragic, honestly. You know, if you are going to drink and if you are going to overdo it and indulge, just call for a cab, call for an Uber, call for a friend, call a loved one. Just be responsible, please.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you, Tim. Talk soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. That is New Bedford City Councilor-at-Large Ian Abreu. And, of course, he is absolutely right. Please drink responsibly if you're going to go out and have some drinks tonight or on Thanksgiving. I don't want to have to write any news stories about you. Please, please. I mean, I don't even want to have to write a news story about you because you got arrested for, you know, being obnoxious. So don't, just be responsible. All right. I got one more break. I got to get in here, and then we'll come back and wrap things up for the week.
Caballerito, un chico bien portado, un joven responsable y siempre bien vestido.
All right, welcome back in. Don't forget, too, though, if you are going to go out tonight and you want to have a few drinks, again, responsibly, well, consider Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. They have 24 beers on tap, plus the finest scotches, bourbons, and whiskeys and more. Get yourself a nice meal out so you don't have to worry about cooking the night before. You got to do some cooking. Check them out, BracksGrillAndTap.com, or follow each of their locations on Facebook. And a reminder here in the final few moments that we are going to be selecting our winner for Straight No Chaser. So you can still get on WBSM.com, the WBSM app right now, and enter to win those tickets. I'll probably pick the winner in about 10 or 15 minutes or so. So you got time to get yourself in there. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. They're going to be open regular hours today until 8 p.m. So they'll be open 10 to 8. So if you need to stop in and get anything for Thanksgiving, you can get it there.